It is Tuesday, which means it is time for the Anti-Noise Pollution League, an initiative started here that promotes restaurants that encourage not only incredible eating, but conversation, in that the background music isn't so loud and thumping and annoying. And joining us today is Brendan Olson. He is the owner of Le Banane, which is at 227 Ossington Avenue, here just north of us in Trinity Bellwoods. Named Toronto's best new restaurant in 2018. Welcome to the program.
Yes, congratulations. Well,
thank you. And thank you very much for having me.
Well, that's a pretty prestigious honor.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, we're very very happy and fortunate to take the best new restaurant in Canada for 2018 and placing number 16 in the top 100 for our inaugural year.
It's
something that we all worked and strive for, and couldn't be happier.
Now that has to be particularly gratifying, because as I understand it, the restaurant business is pretty cutthroat.
Yeah, it's cutthroat. It's very consuming on your life and your body, but I love it, and you know, it's really not for the faint of heart. But if you love cooking and you love making people happy through the means of food, then you know, for me, it's the dream come true.
Right.
So how many hours a day would you spend at the restaurant?
Oh man, right now, well, I own a chocolate shop as well, so usually my day starts. First email comes around about 8 a.m. Usually I'm rolling in home. Usually last night I got home at 1:30.
You got up to be here.
You know,
so
I got. I'm a late. I go to bed late, yes. And then I get up early. Yes. I tend to seize the day. Usually for me, I don't like anything less than 12-hour day work work days.
Wow.
Because
wow.
I love work. I love cooking.
Yeah.
I love being around my people.
For you.
I being around food.
Okay, so for those who aren't familiar with the restaurant, like myself, tell us about Le Banane.
So Le Banane is a creation between me and my partner, Sarah Keenly-Side. It's a French-inspired restaurant, our version of what we consider French food and our interpretation of it. We love disco music, so it's a very lively, art-focused, French restaurant, disco restaurant. It's fun, and that's the whole point of Le Banane, is to have great food, great atmosphere, great cocktails, and a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we're very unpretentious.
So, let me ask you, because I ask this of everyone who comes in: what is the best selling item on your menu?
I would say the Euro Basson Croûte is one of the biggest, but I would actually. To be honest, I would say the full raw bar,
right?
Oysters, king crab, mussels, scallops. The amount of shellfish that we go through is great. When you walk into Le Banane, you see this beautiful marble brass raw bar that you sit in, and you see two oyster shuckers just shucking fresh oysters right in front of you and talking to you. It's really a magical experience.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say we go through, I would say the best selling items are the raw bar items.
Mm.
That's fantastic. So all the entrees and such, are these your creations?
They are, a lot of them are my creations. A lot of them are ones that I just thought out of thin air with my partner that we talk about on things that we want to do. And some of them are riffs on classical dishes that, great chefs of Paris, like Paul Bocuse, Fernand Poin, have done, but I have interpreted into what we would do at Le Banane. I wouldn't say modernized it, but we've put the Le Banane spin on it, right? But still,
like your stamp.
But still referencing a period of time or the chef or the dish, what he's created, still giving its respect.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah.
So that must have been fun, a lot of trial and error.
Yeah, not everything works out for me. It usually takes it takes a while to get things down to where I'm comfortable to put it on the menu.
I was very impressed at some of the pictures that I was looking at online, and you had the bass, and you had this kind of fascinating pastry wrapped around it with crisscrosses. And who made that?
Well, that's a very traditional way of cooking a piece of fish in Paris. Paul Bocuse does it a lot. It's a salt dough, so it's 50% salt with flour and eggs to combine it. And the salt, when you cook the fish, it steams and it releases the salt, so it seasons it, right? Mm-hmm. You don't want to eat the pastry when at the restaurant. We actually encourage no one to eat it because it is salty and it will ruin your palate. Oh. Some people actually really enjoy it.
Yeah.
We had a customer the other day. He ate the whole fish, including the pastry, and we were kind of mystified, but he's like, I really enjoyed this dish. So,
sure.
That's great.
It's more of the, it's a presentation, but it's also more the cooking method that we're trying to express through it.
How many people can Lebanon take in?
We hover around 80 to 90, 90 seats, but if we really want to stretch, we get up to about 100 at any given time. It does get a little jammy, I would say, but that's kind of like the fun, and that's kind of like the atmosphere. We want to have a lively atmosphere, but not too lively.
Yeah,
right?
which brings me to the Anti-Noise Pollution League. How would you, do you find that benefits you?
I think when I go to a restaurant, I'm also don't hear it that well. Mm-hmm. So yes, I want to be in conversation with my guests and I can hear them. Like, but I also think music is a integral part of the environment we're in. I've been to many restaurants around the world where they don't play music. And as much as the food is phenomenal, I don't want to hear another table's conversation.
I don't either.
I don't want to hear a clanking of little forks on the ground or whatever. I think music is a way to invigorate people and the environment you're in. I think you just got to be smart about how you design your space with great speakers that the sound comes out clear, so you're not turning up the volume to get that music across.
And that's a good point. Yeah.
Sound dampening fabrics on the wall, so the sound doesn't ricochet off a piece of glass or tile and then hits you right in the ear, so you gotta speak louder. You know, there's a lot of ways when designers or restaurateurs come up with when they're designing, that they take this in consideration because they want to play music. They want Lebanon wouldn't be Lebanon without disco.
Right.
It would just be an okay restaurant. Disco is one of the key ingredients that make Lebanon Lebanon.
So another great way to become a member and a reason for becoming a member of the Anti-Noise Pollution League.
Exactly. Well, Brendan, it sounds fantastic.
It
my
does.
Mouth is watering.
I've I
been
know,
looking at
I
the,
know.
The menu all morning long going, oh my God, what would I have first? All right, let me, before we leave, what would you recommend? Someone first timer?
I would start with probably the marinated scallops, and then I would go marinated scallops, a little buttermilk sauce. Then I would go.
Oh, I'm done right now. Oh, my God.
Then I would go into the albacore tuna with brown butter and capers.
Oh.
And then I would do the Euro bass en croûte with yuzu bleu blanc, and then I'd finish off with the infamous Ziggy Stardust disco egg.
Done and done. All right. Well, Brendan, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so
much. Thank you very much.
We've been speaking to Brendan Olson. He is the owner of Lebanon, which is at 227 Ossington Avenue in Trinity Bellwoods. Winner, Best New Restaurant in 2018. It's part of the Anti-Noise Pollution League, restaurants that promote conversation along with exceptional dining, that you don't have to yell at the person across the table from you. If you want to find out more about the Anti-Noise Pollution League, go to our website, you can go to our website, classicalfm.ca, but also check out our Facebook page.